EA Sports has released their college football roster ratings, and I'm not sure how I feel about Auburn's.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the bug, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir. We're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we are ready to get after it. I hope your Friday is going to be as good as mine. Once again, on location here at Lake Martin, but we're still getting the content done. EA Sports releases their roster ratings. And we're going to break down Auburn's. We got some top 10 players on offense, top 10 players on defense that we're going to look at. Did EA get it right? Did they get it wrong? Or, you know, somewhere in between. We're going to break that down, and then we're going to give away our Jack Arse of the Week award. And it's really not to a singular person, but to a group of people. So you'll want to stay tuned for that one. But let's jump right in and let's talk about these ratings. So EA Sports, obviously NCAA football, the video game is back. I guess this is what, the second or third year that it's been back. And they, every summer before they release, I think the release is typically in July. I used to be one of those guys that would stand in line, you know, for GameStop or whatever it is to open so you could go get it. But now I guess you just download it. I don't even know that they have hard copies of games anymore. But anyway, one of the big things they do is they release their, a lot of the player rankings on the front end, so you can kind of get fired up, get excited. And Auburn's is interesting in some spots, and it makes sense in a lot of others. But I figured we'd start with offense and kind of work our way through it. So last year, Auburn's total offensive rating was an 85 overall. And we, on the front end, we probably thought that was vastly underrated with the wide receivers and, you know, the offensive line that we thought was going to be elite. And then they obviously underperformed. Well, this year it's actually coming in at one step higher, at an 86 overall. So let's look at some of the individual players. Some of them are going to maybe surprise and some of them are not. Your top guy obviously is Byron Brown at an 89, which I think is pretty fair. I want to see the actual trait breakdowns. So, like, I want to see what overall speed is. I want to see what, like, the trucking or breaking tackle rating is, and then overall arm strength versus accuracy. But I think 89, 90 is completely fair. So I have no bones to pick with that one. That one's dead on, I think. Jeremiah Cobb is another one that's fantastic, in my opinion. 88, again, what is his agility rating? What is his break tackle and overall speed and acceleration? Almost should have gone for 1,000 yards last year. Kind of criminal that it didn't happen. But, you know, one of the top backs in the country coming back again. So fired up about that one. Keyshawn Singleton. This one's kind of a surprise. I'm not going to be honest. I'm not going to lie. Him at an 88 overall, coming from a lower level and coming up, I felt like they would penalize him more for that than they did. I mean, 88's pretty dang solid for this scenario. Again, that'll be a fun player to play with. If you're into playing this video game, that'll be a fun player to throw to. You can create some mismatches and have some fun. Bryson Washington at an 87. So you got two running backs, borderline 90 as far as running backs go. Now, this is kind of a sidebar, but hopefully Bryson can get there, because I don't think the spring was anywhere near an 87. And I know some injuries played a part of that. But if you can have two backs, and I know we're talking like in video game terms, but a lot of this stuff translates, I feel like. But if you can have two backs that are, I guess, valued as high as these two guys and then actually perform at that level, not only will they be fun to play in the video game, but they'll also be fun to watch on Saturdays. Going to number five, you got Alex McPherson at an 84. Can't argue with that. I know leg strength is probably going to be in question. Accuracy is probably not. But 84, I'm fine with that. And then this is where, you know, this is kind of where I figured most of the South Florida players would be ranked. At number six is Cole Best. He's an 82 overall. That's honestly kind of where I felt like maybe Keyshawn Singleton would end up. But instead, he's, you know, much, much higher. Cole Best, 82. Jake Johnson, tight end from the multitude of places that that he comes from, at an 82. That could be a fun one. Chaz Nimrod, another wide receiver from South Florida, 82 overall. Stanton Ramil, 81 overall. We haven't seen him play yet, so that's interesting. And then Bryce Kane and Jeremiah Koger were both 81 overall. So, honestly, this is a pretty fun little offense, I would imagine, to play in the game with. I mean, anytime you have a quarterback that's mobile and can do stuff, it's fun to play with. But just when you try to take this and translate it to on the field stuff, I think it can be fun as well. I think it could be a fun product to watch. Again, they took a step up from last year, which you can't like go back and do this with hindsight glasses on, because obviously last year the offense didn't perform anywhere near what their ratings and projections were. So again, you gotta take this with a grain of salt, but taking the video game aspect out of it, you just feel like you can't coach an offense any worse than it was coached last year. You just can't do it. It's impossible. So just average coaching, just run of the mill offensive coaching feels like it gives you a better offensive product in general. So I know I'm bouncing back and forth between the video game and real life, but I think it's relevant. So there's your offense. We're going to talk about defense here in just a second. But before we do that, let's give a quick shout out to the PTAC, Precision Tune Auto Care in Opelika at the corner of Pepperell Parkway and Veterans Parkway, to where two parkways collide. Take advantage of their Beat the Heat special, a free AC performance evaluation, free system pressure test, free vent temperature analysis, and $50 off any AC repairs over $300. And you can drop it off now at 7 a.m. in the morning, Central Standard Time. And if you drop it off between 7 and 9, you can also take advantage of a $50 oil change, which is incredible. And then you can go try out the bidet for free. It's no extra charge. So check them out. It's Precision Tune Auto Care. And then obviously we got to shout out buyauburn.com. Do business with Auburn people. And this is the place to start. If you're a business owner, less than a dollar a day, you can have a listing on our site. And as well, you can have a chance to do a business spotlight podcast. Can't beat the value. And then if you're an Auburn fan and you're starting to shop or buy anything, start your process at buyauburn.com. We'll be back right after this. All right, let's switch gears and go look at the defense. Obviously, the defense last year, this is where I feel like they should get a little bit of a re-rack hindsight bump, but they didn't. So last year, the defensive rating was 84 overall, and that's fine going into the season, but they clearly played well above that. They played like a defense in the 90s, okay? Well, this year, they dropped four spots to an 80, but in my opinion, they should have gotten the benefit of the doubt for the performance from last year, and you maintain a lot of the coaching staff, you maintain a lot of the players from last year's defense, but they dropped down from an 84 to an 80 overall. So I'm going to gripe a little bit about that because it's kind of weird to think that – it's not weird, but what after everything that we've heard through spring and everything – our offensive rating in the college football game is going to be six spots higher than our defensive rating. And I don't feel like that's the expectation at all for how the season's going to go. Right now, I feel like everybody feels like the defense is miles ahead of the offense, and that's probably accurate. So let's look at the defensive players in general. There's not going to be a ton of surprises. One thing to note is, and I don't have a list of players that did not opt in, the players had to actually opt into this game to be rated. And if they did not opt in, obviously they're just left off the roster. I haven't really identified anyone that kind of jumps out to me as having opted out that maybe could have their ranking a little bit higher or whatever. But here's your top 10 players on defense. Xavier Atkins, no surprise. 91, I'd probably have him, you know, a little bit higher, maybe like 93 overall. I'm so excited to watch that guy play this year. Just mainly because it does not feel like he's the kind of guy to get the bag and then just coast. He seems super motivated, maybe sometimes over motivated. I don't even know if that can be a thing, but Xavier Atkins, very excited about him. Rashawn Pleasant, that one's kind of a surprise. And I'm wondering if potentially like kick return is boosting that ranking a little bit because I'm not sure that he's even going to be a starter. And I bet you that's what it is. The kick, because kick returning is typically one of the attributes. And I bet you that's what's boosting his rating quite a bit. Dallas Walker at an 84. That honestly seems high to me for him. I think he's a solid player. Just need to see more consistency. He was one that kind of came on a little bit more as the year went last year, which makes sense because of him transferring up from a Sun Belt team. Huge to have him back, though. Huge to get that waiver because, you know, moving forward, waivers are going to be a thing of the past. They may never exist again. So huge to get him back to add to that room. 84 overall, and I think that's a little bit higher than where I would have him, but can't complain. Number four, Cody Sigler. I think this is low, but I understand why it is what it is because there's just so much unknown as far as level of competition goes. He was unreal last year, you know, but it was at a much, much, much lower level of competition. He killed it this spring. I think they feel like they nailed that evaluation. So I think that's probably a lower rating, but I get it. Andre Jordan, 82 overall. He's our best corner, like hands down. Like he is, they feel like they nailed that evaluation. So maybe this one's a tad low. I mean, I'm just comparing him to Rashawn Pleasant. And again, I think Rashawn's rating is probably going to be elevated by or inflated a little bit by his returning ability. But Andre Jordan at 82, that feels low to me, just based off what I've seen. Malik Autry at an 82, that's kind of crazy because I would have him – I don't know. I'd probably have him around an 80. 82 seems a little high just because of there's no production to go off of. But I do think he can have a really good year. I do think he has sort of matured a lot, and I don't necessarily mean from a like he was an immature kid. I'm mostly talking about his body, like maturing. He's redeveloped, reshaped everything to where he's not just a big, you know, a big soft freshman. Like he's really put the work in, and that does show a level of maturity, I guess. Between the years versus just, you know, physique. So Malik Autry, number six. Number seven, Deshaun Womack. I think that's fair. He's got all the tools, but he hasn't really had that opportunity to really explode onto the scene. And he's going to get that this year. Like, he's going to be one of the featured guys. So he's going to have every opportunity to shine. Jared Smith, 80. Again, it's one of those where I get why the rating is an 80, but I think he's going to play higher this year. Caleb Harris should probably be an 85 minimum. I think that one's pretty low, but sometimes where you are the year prior can affect where you are the year after in these video games. So that's not the end of the world. But I think he should probably be somewhere around 85. And boy, do we need that. We need that elite version of Caleb Harris this season. Not the solid version that just you don't notice anything and then you just look up and he's leading the team in tackles for that particular game. But it's a quiet, no big plays, just kind of there. We want the playmaker, Caleb Harris. We need that guy on this defense this year. And then Jordan Crawford rounding out the top 10 at a 79. I think that's honestly high for him. So that's a good rating. I don't like that the defense overall is rated lower than the offense, but it, you know, kind of is what it is. Let's finish this thing up with Jack Arse of the Week. Brought to you by Jack Arse Rentals. I'm looking for it. There it is. Jack Arse Rentals. You can go to jackarserentals.com if you're in the East Alabama, Columbus, Georgia, LaGrange market. You got a project going on and you need some heavy equipment, but you only need it for a short period of time. This is the place for you, whether it's some type of lift, skid steer, mini X, anything, literally anything machine-wise, they can help you. Use coupon code BARN10 to take 10% off your order at checkout or in person. Tell them I sent you. Let's jump into it. Jack Arse of the Week is a group of people, and it's mostly Alabama fans. And it's any Alabama fan that is trying to compare the Narcisse Ngoy drafting to Charles Bediako. If you are spending 1% of energy trying to compare those things, then you deserve the Jack Arse of the Week award. As a matter of fact, there's almost nothing comparable. There's almost nothing that you can take of those situations and say they are 1% similar. On one end, you have a guy that went and played college basketball at a program. He declared for the draft. He did not remove himself from the draft. He was not drafted, but then he signed multiple contracts with NBA teams, played some G League games, and then decided he was going to come back to college. That's one scenario. Then you have a scenario where there's a kid who's played in a professional type league in another country. And once they become of age, they don't have to put their name in. They're just automatically draft eligible. So once they hit that certain age, they're drafted whether they want to be or not. I assume they could probably signal to people to say, hey, don't draft me, whatever, whatever. But he didn't declare for anything. He's drafted, and then he says, I'm not going to go play for that team this year. I'm going to go play for Auburn. So there is nothing remotely the same. There's nothing that you could compare of the two. So if you've wasted any energy saying Auburn are hypocrites, everybody that said anything negative about Bediako can't say anything negative now, you're dumb. You're wasting so much energy. You are a Jack Arse. Let's just go ahead and say it. Oh, man. Y'all have a great – I hope y'all have a great weekend, as good as I am. I'm going to call this a week. Enjoy the rest of the weekend and get back at it next week. So hopefully Y'all enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we will talk again very, very soon. Don't forget to like and subscribe. We'll see y'all soon. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.